The new week started off with a bang. A super regional bank was created, Dallas-based Texas Capital Bank shares, being folded into McKinney-based Independent Bank Group. $5.5 billion in market value, and it was a win-win on the stock market. David Brooks will be chairman, president, and CEO of the combined company and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, David. Good to be with you.
Thank you. I say it's a win-win. It's not often that both stocks go up, but both stocks went up right smartly. You guys were up, Independent up 4%, Texas Capital up 10%. The street must like this.
I think the investors today that we've spoken with have been uniformly excited about the idea of putting together this Texas super regional bank that will become the largest Texas headquartered bank as measured by Texas deposits. So it's an exciting day for the banking industry, an exciting day for Texas.
Well, and the last time we spoke, you were extending your reach outside of Texas with Independent, with Guaranty. And you're into, Denver and Colorado Springs, Fort Collins. So where's the expansion now for the new super regional?
I think our view, as we've talked about it with our directors of each company, David, is that there's just a lot of growth room still in Texas. We think there are some other terrific companies headquartered here in Texas that we can look to partner with in the days ahead. We're sober, though, around the heavy lifting we have to do to put these two great companies together. We both have our company's 32 years old. Texas Capital is 21, going on 22 years old. And so both terrific companies. We're actually going to use the Texas Capital brand in Texas, and we'll continue to brand our Colorado banks as Independent Financial. But we're excited about just the real history and strength of the name Texas Capital, and we're going to use it proudly here across some 70 locations in Texas.
Well, so what's the future for banking? What's ahead? I mean, there was a period when they said, oh, there are not going to be any branches anymore. Everything is going to be virtual. And all of a sudden, all that corner office space was given up to other places. But then they came back and said, well, no, branches are important. But it seems like everybody's being pushed to go online to do their banking. What's the future?
Well, I think it's really an issue, David, that confronts us. Scale is going to matter. We've talked about scale for several years now as we've continued to grow, build out organically and through some strategic acquisitions. Obviously, this is a different sort of transaction, a merger of equals. You've seen a number of them this year, starting kicked off the year with BB&T SunTrust out in the Southeast, and I think this is the fourth or fifth big one of the year with multi-billion-dollar market values, and I think that's a trend you're going to see at really every level. You're going to see the $100 to $300 million banks getting together, forming bigger companies. There's just a lot of headwind around regulatory pressure, the just technologies driving down the pricing of products and services, so the margins aren't what they were at one time. And so you're just seeing this need for scale. Technology is also a driver of that. I don't subscribe as much to this idea that, you know, everyone has to invest the $15-plus billion a year that Chase does in technology. But I do think that you have to be accessible to your customers. And as we think about technology going forward, and it was a big part of this deal we did today with Texas Capital, they've invested a lot of money in some world-class technology and platforms that, as a little bit smaller company, we were getting ready to make those same investments, so we're able to throw together and save our shareholders that, you know, that common cost. But as we think about technology for the future, David, I think it has to be, how do we interact with our customers and create a better experience? So it's all around the customer experience. It's all around reducing the friction of somebody doing business with our bank in the future, and it's going to be a cost, but I think it's also going to continue to have people who want to have a human interaction, who you're going to need physical branches, but you've got to augment that with great technology.
It sounds like that also is creating, that we're seeing more and more barriers to entry coming up, which ought to favor you.
I think so. I think the companies that have some history, that have a good long relationship with the regulators, are going to be able to continue to grow and expand our footprint. And the deregulation that happened a couple years ago in our space, where there used to be a big penalty for going over $10 billion and another big penalty in terms of extra regulatory burden and cost to go through $50 billion, all that has gone away, or most of it's gone away now. So we can, go right up to 50 here, and we think we'll go through 50 in the years ahead, and without the regulatory burden. So I think the situation does favor really well-run, profitable, and high-performing banks.
You obviously make a big bet, and it's paid off on Texas, and you're all over Texas, and you're more all over Texas now than you were, with the merger with Texas Capital Bankshares. But do you worry about diversification? I mean, there's a time when this economy will lag. And I see, Comerica goes from Michigan to Texas to California or Arizona. Or you mentioned BB&T and SunTrust. Obviously, they're in many different areas.
I think that we find ourselves having the great fortune, David, of being in four of the six best markets in the country and five of the top 10 markets in the country. In our new footprint, Texas Capital had a great presence in San Antonio, which we've long wanted to be in.
Right.
We have a great presence up in Colorado Front Range, as you mentioned, that Texas Capital didn't have. So if you count, Dallas-Fort Worth is one market. We're in Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin, Houston, San Antonio, and Denver. Those five markets, I don't think there are many companies in our country who can say that they have that kind of geography as a tailwind. And so we really like our position and hope to keep building out in Texas.
David Rucks, you're always fun to watch. You built that new, you just moved to that new headquarters, 165,000 square feet. But when I saw that you had space for 400,000 square feet, I should have known there's more to come.
Well, I told Keith Cargill at Texas Capital today, I've already authorized the construction of the second building, and they're building out on it today. That's a slight exaggeration, but not by much.
That's great. David Rucks is the chairman, president, and CEO of, and will be, of the combined company, Independent Bank Group. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks a lot, David. Best to you.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Brooks, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.